Okay, and some people might ask, you know, what do the fans get out of being part of a community for a show that's no longer actually in production? I mean, what are they sort of doing together and talking about then?
Well, I mean, although we're obviously not on TV in a new series, we're very much a brand. We've got a lot of new merchandise coming out all the time. Just signed a very exciting deal yesterday, so. You know, I'll go on and talk about, you know, we've got X, Y, and Z coming out. We've got, like, mugs coming out and new dartboards. We do giveaways. Every time we've got a brand new piece of merchandise coming out, I'll promote it. We get giveaways. We do very regular competitions on the site. Our mascot, which is the Bendy Bully, we've got mini Bendy Bullies, and I can't tell you how often people email asking how can we get hold of them. And at the moment, you can't. They're not available to buy in the shops, so... Every now and again, I do a giveaway. You know, the first 20 people to comment on their status or to like it, send us your email address and we'll send you a mini Bendy Bully. Like, we do reward our fans for their loyalty to the show and for showing their support.
Yeah.
It's also a place where people, you know, people like to reminisce about Bullseye. I mean, Bullseye is very entrenched in a lot of people's childhoods and growing up, and we get people just logging on saying, gosh, you know, Bullseye used to be a bath, a pie, Bullseye, and then bed on a Sunday. And, you know, people can come on and, you know, express their views, and then other people read it and comment as well. And it's not just all about the business, promoting what we sell, promoting the petition page. It's just very much a very family-friendly page. I mean, we get young kids on the page. Only yesterday we had a little Bullseye fan. It was his third birthday, and on our Twitter we got a picture of him with his Bullseye dartboard, and then I contacted the dad and said, I'll send your son a mini Bendy Bully. You know, we like to stay in touch with our fans. We like to know what it is they like about Bullseye, and we just like to kind of reward them every now and again for showing their support, because we've got very loyal fans out there, and I think it's nice that a business and a brand treats their fans with the respect that I think they deserve, because without them, you know, we wouldn't have such a big fan page on Twitter and Facebook.
So it's interesting, because you've had the original TV show, and then this has led to a merchandise business, things like the theatre tour, and yep. I mean, and potentially even a return to TV, you know, possibly if a producer responds to the petition. I guess, would all of this be impossible without the social media tools that you're using now then?
I wouldn't say it's impossible, because when we got on Challenge in 2006, we weren't doing any social networking then. I'm just trying to think about this all very carefully. It's enabled us to grow our community faster. Before we used social networking sites, we had a Bullseye comments page, which might seem a bit out of date now, maybe, I don't know, whereas people could email us and we would then read their comment and then put it on the website, which is obviously a very slow process. And that's what we were using. People were emailing us and doing that, and the social networking has allowed us to interact more quickly with the fans and to build up a fan base a lot quicker than maybe we would have done if we hadn't have had social networking. That's a really difficult one, that one. It certainly made my life a lot easier and also a lot more enjoyable, actually. I can now go out there, log on to the internet and sort of really get involved with the fans and have discussions and be a bit more interactive, whereas before it was a very one-way stream. You know, people would be emailing us and then we'd just put it on our website and that would be it. There would be no more interaction from that, whereas this has certainly allowed us to open a lot more doors. The word about Bullseye is spreading an awful lot quicker due to social networking, definitely. But I wouldn't say social networking is all down to social networking, because we've proven that by getting the series back on the Challenge in 2006 and being on the Game Show Marathon in 2005 and 2007, which is before we even began doing social networking.